When Roland opened the cell door and pulled it outward as far as it would go, there were no hinges. Patrick Danville began to make the bird sound again, only this time louder. Aye, aye, yawk, aye. Susanna gritted her teeth. When Roland made as if to enter the cell, the boy uttered an even louder shriek and began to beat the back of his head against the stones. Roland stepped back out of the cell. The awful head-banging ceased, but Danville looked at the stranger with fear and mistrust. Then he held out his filthy, long-fingered hands again, as if for succor. Roland looked to Susanna. She swung herself on her hands, so she was in the door of the cell. The emaciated boy thing in the corner uttered its weird bird shriek again and pulled the supplicating hands back, crossing them at the wrists, turning their gesture into one of pathetic defense.
No, honey.
This was a dead walker Susanna had never heard before, nor suspected.
No, honey, I ain't gonna hurt you. If I meant to do that, I'd just put two in your head like I did that motherfucker upstairs.
She saw something in his eyes. Perhaps just a minute widening that revealed more of the bloodshot whites. She smiled and nodded.
That's right, Mr. Collins, he dead. He ain't never gonna come down here no more, and...
Why?
What'd he do to you, Patrick?
Above them, muffled by the stone, the wind gusted. The lights flickered, the house creaked and groaned in protest.
What'd he do to you, boy?
It was no good, he didn't understand. She had just made up her mind to this when Patrick Danville put his hands to his stomach and held it. He twisted his face into a cramp that she realized was supposed to indicate laughter.
He make you laugh?
Patrick, crouched in his corner, nodded. His face twisted even more. Now his hands became fists that rose to his face. He rubbed his cheeks with them, then screwed them into his eyes, then looked at her.